Good morning. Welcome to worship today. It's a little bit darker in here than I'm used to, but I'll be pleased to get some rain out of this. Am I having trouble here? We've had microphone trouble here this last week, but we sound good now. Okay, very good. I don't have a whole lot by way of announcements other than to say that the bulletin is wrong in the second announcement there. My family is going to go to the beach with my brothers and my sisters and both of my dad's sisters. We're going to be down at the coast starting on Saturday. And I put your lovely council officers, Neil Clark and Wendy Lohr, who will also be out of town. And so do we have a plan yet for that, Neil, that we want to announce? Neil's throwing Tony Chapman under the bus, it sounds like. I don't know. Okay. And the deal is, I will have my cell phone with me, and there are only 3 days, I think, that I'm gone and council officers are also gone. So you're welcome to try me, and if I have my cell phone, I'll be happy to answer it. And if I am in the water, I will not have my cell phone, and I will not answer it, and we'll come up with another plan. But there are local pastors in town should something come up that we can be in touch with. So just wanted you to know that is in flux. We may get something a little more official and send it out by email or something about who we might be in touch with. Let's say Tony, since she's not able to defend herself, right? And then if you've got kids, if you know people who have kids, we're going to look at Vacation Bible School again this year with Mount Tabor. Note those dates, August 8th through 11th. And that is about all I have in terms of announcements. Some of you might have seen the Dispatch did a write-up of our trip to Houston that was in yesterday's paper. You can probably still get that online if you didn't see it in the hard copy, but good article. I thought, oh, Todd's got one right here. He might let you see it if you're nice to him. Yeah. Are there other announcements we should be aware of? Herb told me that Wednesday Whitney's taking the bar in Florida. So if you put a little note in your calendar, say some extra prayers Tuesday and Wednesday. Say some extra prayers for her on Tuesday and Wednesday would be much appreciated. If there are not other, before we go to the prelude, I should note our birthdays this week, shouldn't I? Happy birthday to Brody, to Kathy, Katie, Sharon, Julia, and Lori. And happy anniversary to Alex and Jordan this week. Are there others we should add to that list? Let's pray for them. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We do have one prayer shawl. Okay, thank you.
Tina called me this week, and this is for the wife of one of Eddie's co-workers, Rebecca Rorix, and she has cancer. So if you would bless this for her, please.
Now we'll continue with our prelude.
Thank you.
We stand as we begin on page 94 in the front of your book. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Keep Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. We pray. O God, powerful and compassionate, you shepherd your people, faithfully feeding and protecting us. Heal each of us and make us a whole people, that we may embody the justice and peace of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated. If anybody's interested in doing a children's message with me, we'll do that right now. Oh yeah, we got some coming. Okay, good. Good morning. Good morning. How are your singing voices feeling this morning? You're ready. Okay, Calvin is definitely ready. Okay, well, I want to sing a song. Some of you guys might know this song already. And for some of us, it might be a new song. I think we've sung it in a children's message before. This is a song about sheep. Do you guys know any songs about sheep? This song goes like this. You just sing what I sing, okay? I just want to be a sheep. Now you sing it. I just want to be a sheep. And then after that, we sort of go, ba, 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 because sheep say ba, right? Does anybody know this song? I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Okay, that's different than this song. Yeah. Okay, so it goes, I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Now this part's different, so sing it after me. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. You sing that. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Okay, now, I think we should maybe do some motions. So you guys think that would be good?
No, I was going to say that.
I'm not good at motions, okay?
I'm pretty good at
singing, but I'm not really very good at motions. So the only motions I know are when we do the baas, when we do the sheep, ba, 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 ba. What if we do little, like, sheep ears like this? Ba, 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 ba. Okay, Rosalie says it's this. I'm not good at motion, so we can something, make some sort of ears up here, and we'll do ba, 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 ba. Okay, can you guys sing this with me? Let's try singing all the way through. And I want to see if you guys can sing loud enough so that they can hear you. Think you can? We'll try it. Sing with me. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Rosalie's already coming up with extra motions. I love it. Rosalie will be our motions guru. We are talking about sheep today in our readings because Jesus says that we are like sheep. You guys know much about sheep? Sheep are not the most smart animals, and they sort of don't know what to do and where to go. So they need somebody to lead them around. Does anybody know what that person is called who leads sheep around?
A shepherd,
yeah. And
the shepherd.
You were a shepherd in a Christmas play. So you guys know a little bit about shepherds already. What are some things shepherds do for sheep?
They take care of them.
They take care of them, yeah. How feed them, okay, help them to find food. And do you think they might, what else, Rosalie? Lead them around to like lead the herd to where there's good grass to eat. Yep. What about if there are like predators? Do you guys know what predators are? What if there are animals that want to hurt the sheep? What would the shepherd do? Protect them, right? Yeah, that's absolutely right. Because the sheep on their own, like if a wolf was coming or something, the sheep couldn't do anything about it, but a shepherd could be there to protect them. Yep. The shepherd takes care of the sheep. That's right. Without the shepherd, there would not be much to take care of because the sheep would have a hard time making it on their own. Jesus, we say, is our shepherd because just like the sheep really need the shepherd to take care of them, we really need Jesus to take care of us. We really need Jesus to protect us. We really need Jesus to help feed us. Anybody ever had something to eat up here at this table before when we do communion? That's Jesus feeding us with communion. Jesus looks after us and protects us and does everything that we need like a shepherd does for sheep. You came to talk this morning. Yeah, Jesus looks after us. That's just, you're exactly right, Calvin. Yep. And sometimes we even call Jesus the Good Shepherd. Can you say that?
Good Shepherd.
Now, I want to sing this song one more time, and then we're going to pray. Can you guys sing with me? I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. You guys did a great job. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for sending us a shepherd.
Thank you for sending us a shepherd.
Help us to follow Jesus.
Help us to follow Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, guys. I believe Miss Susan is going to have children's church, so if you want to go to children's church, you can line up at that door right there. Or you're welcome to stay with us. If you're not sure, you can go ask, and then you can figure it out. Do you want to go ask your grandparents if you, what you're doing, or do you want to go to children's church?
The first reading for this is the night Sunday after Pentecost.
The The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So you probably heard and gathered with the hint of the children's message that the imagery from all of our readings this morning is about shepherds. And when I think of shepherds, a very particular image comes into my mind, and I think we've got it on the screen, or at least we will shortly. This is what I think of when I think of shepherds. 10 years ago, this week actually, my family and I were in Tanzania traveling with a Lutheran missionary from Iowa, among the Maasai people of northern Tanzania and southern Kenya, although we were just in Tanzania. The Maasai are a semi-nomadic people, and they make their livelihood as herders and shepherds. And as you can see in this picture, the Maasai herdsmen carried, in addition to the clubs that they let my brother and I hold for a little while, they carry these long, thin rods. And these rods were impressive. With the kind of wood that grows around here, you'd be hard-pressed to get a rod so straight and thin. And if you did, it'd be all springy and flexible. But these rods are made out of a wood that's local to the area. It's a type of ebony, actually, whose heartwood is so dense that it won't float. It sinks when you put it in the water. And because it's so dense, these rods were sturdy enough to lean your whole weight on, even. And I can tell you that these Maasai men looked impossibly cool to me, standing underneath a tree just leaning on these little thin rods. But the rods were for more than that. Their main purpose was to help with the moving of livestock and animals, holding them out wide to guide sheep and cows in the right direction, and occasionally tapping the flank of one that was straying. With the clubs that we're holding, these rods would make a very convincing deterrent for any predator coming too near to the livestock. And in fact, the Maasai people themselves are pretty imposing. Supposedly, though this picture is not necessarily representative, supposedly they're the tallest people in the world, with men averaging 6'3". My brother and I are both 6 feet tall and wearing thick sandals, and these men were basically barefoot. And you know, you can see the oldest man there on the right is shorter than we are, but not many other folks are. These are imposing shepherds, and they're not even called shepherds. They call their men warriors, and it's not a title that they take lightly. Because to earn the title warrior, a young man had to go out into the bush alone for days or weeks until he confronted a lion with his rod and his club and either killed it or convinced it to flee before him. That's how you get that title. So it's all pretty intense, but then again, a shepherd whose strength you can be confident about is what you want what you need if you were a sheep, right? Because with wild dogs and wolves and hyenas, lions, leopards, and cheetahs around, what exactly is a sheep supposed to do to protect themselves? Without the shepherd, it's utterly hopeless for them. Without the shepherd, they have no chance. In our gospel lesson today, the apostles that Jesus has sent out to proclaim the good news have returned weary and worn. They haven't even had time to eat. So Jesus suggests that they get away for a little while to rest. But the problem is the needs of the masses are so great that when they see Jesus and his entourage sail away toward a deserted area, they race around on foot and get there before them. And despite the exhaustion and hunger that Jesus and his followers felt, Jesus is moved by their need. He has compassion on them. They're like sheep without a shepherd. On their own, Jesus knows it is hopeless. And this is us. We may be strong. We may be healthy, successful. We may be self-sufficient. Or maybe we're none of those things. But when it comes to the life of the kingdom, it sort of doesn't matter. If it's up to us, we're hopeless. On our own, we're trapped in sin and cannot free ourselves. But the good news is that we have a Savior who is more concerned with our needs than his own, even if that means no leisure to eat. What motivates that kind of behavior? It's love. It has to be love, right? I know there are some of us here this morning with small children yet, and many more of us who have lived those years. No leisure even to eat. That sounds pretty familiar to parents, doesn't it? What makes us go on caring for the ones who without us would be hopeless? It's love. And this is the kind of love that God has for us, the kind of love that is willing to suffer for our sake. We get a glimpse of this love here in our gospel reading when Jesus puts off needed rest and needed food in order to care for the sick and the needy. But where we see this love play out most clearly is on the cross. God sees humanity and God is moved with compassion. God sees that on our own, we have no chance of being reconciled to God in right relationship. No more chance than a sheep has of protecting itself against a lion in the bush. We are like sheep without a shepherd. But thanks be to God, we are not on our own. Moved by love for us, God takes on all the unpleasant parts of being a human just to be with us. In Jesus Christ, God confronts the powers of sin and death. On the cross, he opens his arms to all, and in the resurrection from the dead, he triumphs over sin and death forever, welcoming us back into the fold. So, if your life with God feels scattered, if you are lost or unsure, if you are afraid, or if you hurt for somebody else who is astray, hear the word of God spoken in Jeremiah this morning. I will gather my flock and bring them back to their fold, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. In this journey, folks, you are not alone. You have a shepherd in whose strength you can rest assured. And this is what is in store for you. The Lord who loves you beyond words is your shepherd, and you shall not want. He brings you to green pastures. He leads you beside still waters. He restores your soul. And even even in the darkest places, you need not fear, for no matter what comes, he is with you. His rod and his staff he uses to protect you. Enemies can't stop him from seeing that you are fed. He anoints your head with oil, your cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thanks be to God, our shepherd. Amen.
Let us profess our faith with the Apostles' Creed, found on page 217 and on the screen. I believe in God the Father,
Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again.
Growing in faith and discipleship, we give thanks for God's merciful compassion as we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God, you are our cornerstone, giving your people a strong foundation of faith. Help us to seek meaningful change in the world and lead us to places of rest where you renew us for mission. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, you are our shepherd, leading us to green pastures and still waters for our use and pleasure. Renew the face of the earth, guard the land and seas, the mountains and valleys, cultivated farmland and untamed wilderness. And again this week, Lord, we find ourselves in sore need for rain. We know it's called for. We pray that it comes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, you are our righteousness, proclaiming peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Remove hostilities that divide nations. Make us no longer strangers or aliens to one another, but fellow citizens with all your saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, you are our compassion, bringing rest to all who seek treatments and diagnoses, and all who are left without answers or energy. Restore aching souls and bodies of those who seek comfort, and uphold all who are in any need. Especially we pray for Burnett, Jane, Marshall, Bobby, Jana, Harold, the family of Elizabeth, Lydia, Greg, Whitney, Billy, Gracie, David, Scott, Jeff, Chuck, Brad, David, Judy, Angel and Alexandria, Brianna, Daryl, Wayne, Eddie, Kathy, Philip, Chuck, Tommy, Kathy, Joanne, the family of James, the family of Chip, and all those we name now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, you are our present and our future, leading us through the valley of the shadow of death and preparing a table for us with all your saints. Let your goodness and mercy follow us until we dwell in your house forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we lift to you these prayers and the prayers of our hearts, trusting in your everlasting love and mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace. Thank you.
Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen.
We pray as Jesus taught, our Father.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We say together our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose...